And today we will continue our study on the book of James.
今日呢，我哋会继续去查考雅各书。
And last time Grace shared about rejoicing and remaining faithful to God when we encounter trials.
上星期 Grace 同我哋分享到，我哋要喜乐同埋对神忠心咁去面对考验同埋磨练。
And we benefit from trials when we rely on God and let Him change us and help us grow into the maturity of Christ.
我哋如果想喺考验嗰度得到益处呢，我哋系要倚靠神，让佢通过呢啲磨练去改变我哋，帮助我哋成长，直到有基督耶稣嘅新娘。
And now let us continue our reading from chapter 1, verse 13 to verse 18.
我哋而家一齐睇第一章十三到十八节。
And 13 to 18, and I will read for you. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadows. In the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits among his creatures.
第十三节，人被试探，不可说，我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。但各人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了。各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的。在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。他按自己的旨意，用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像初熟的果子。
Okay, thank you. What is the main theme here in today's passage?
今日呢段经文嘅主题系乜嘢呢？
First, we notice that James is addressing some wrong notions that Christians might have towards the testing of faith.
首先呢，我哋留意到雅各指出咗一啲基督徒对信心嘅考验所持有嘅一啲错误嘅观念。
In verse 13, he says, "Let no man think in this way about temptation."
喺第十三节咧，佢系讲到大家唔好去睇错啦，唔好咁样去谂关于呢啲嘅考验啊，试探咁样。
And secondly, James points out the right understanding about God and His goodness.
咁第二点咧，雅各指出点样去正确嘅理解神同埋佢嘅美善。
For example, in verse 13, God does not tempt anyone.
好似喺第十三节讲到神咧系唔会去试探任何人嘅。
And in verse 17 to 18, that every good thing and perfect gift are from God.
第十七节至到十八节就话各样美善嘅恩赐同埋各样全备嘅赏赐都系从神嚟嘅。
So these are the two parts that we'll be looking at in the following time.
咁呢两部分咧就系我哋喺跟住落嚟嘅时间去探讨嘅。
So let us first consider the wrong notions about the trials of faith in verse 13 to 15.
首先我哋睇下关于信心嘅考验一啲错误嘅观念，经文系喺十三至十五节。
But before we go on any further, you may say, wait, isn't verse 13 to 15 about temptation?
但在我们继续去看之前呢，可能你会说，哎，等等，第十三至十五节不是关于试探的吗？
What has it to do with trials of faith?
那试探和这个信心的考验有什么关系呢？
Actually, in English or Chinese usage, trials and temptation are two somewhat different concepts.
其實咧喺英文同埋中文嘅用法裏面，依啲考驗同埋試探或者一啲誘惑啦，係通常係兩個唔同嘅概念嚟嘅。
When someone tests us with a good intention to build us up, we normally will consider this a trial.
當有人懷住好嘅動機去測試我哋，目的係為咗建立我哋，咁我哋就會認為呢一個係對我哋一個考驗。
When someone tests us with a malicious intent, desiring to see us fall into errors and sins, We normally would say this is a temptation.
但是呢，当人怀着恶意，即是很希望我们跌入错误和罪恶之中呢，那我们就会认为这个是一个引诱或者诱惑了。
However, the original Greek word is actually one and the same for both trial and temptation.
但是呢，其实在希腊的原文呢，无论是考验啊、试探，都是同一个字来的。
Just as Grace mentioned last time.
就好像Grace上次跟大家说的那样。
The basic meaning of this Greek word is to test.
其实这个字，希腊文这个字的基本的意思呢，是测试。
For example, to test a person to see his quality.
例如去測試一個人的質素啦。
Sometimes it's hard to separate clearly between trial and temptation.
有時咧係好難去分開考驗同埋試探引誘嘅。
Can you think of some examples in the Bible?
大家可唔可以諗到一啲聖經入面嘅例子咧
？For example, the testing of Job in the Bible.
就好似約伯所經歷嘅呢啲試煉磨練。
In the book of Job, Satan asks for permission from Yahweh.God to tempt Job.
在約伯記，撒旦呢是去求亞維神俾佢允許佢去試探約伯嘅。
Another example is the testing of our Lord Jesus.
另一個例子呢就是耶穌受到試探啦。
Before he began his ministry, the Spirit of God compelled Jesus to go into the wilderness.
在耶穌開始佢嘅事工之前呢神的灵是催促他去到旷野那里被撒旦去试探。
To be tested by Satan for 40 days.
他是去到旷野被试探40日。
So in these examples, we see that Yahweh allowed people's faith to be tested through devil's enticements.
在这些例子里面，我们看到 Yahweh 是容许人的信心受到考验，藉着撒旦的诱惑。
So temptation in God's view is also a test of faith to us.
所以連試探呢啲誘惑咧，喺神嘅眼中啊，都可以係一個對我哋信心嘅考驗。
Actually, in God's wisdom, trials and even temptations can become a blessing to us if we endure and remain faithful to God when we face them.
其實咧，喺神嘅智慧裡面，就連呢啲考驗、試探、誘惑都可以成為咧一個祝福嘅喎，對我哋嚟講。只要我哋咧係能夠去忍耐，亦都對神去忠心。
Just like what we saw in verse 12.
就好像我们在十二节见到这样。
Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial. For once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
在雅各书一章十二节，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
And let us look at another verse in Romans 8:28.
我哋再睇下另一节经文咧，喺罗马书嘅八章二十八节。
Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God.To those who are called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Here we see that all things, which also include temptation, can work for good to those who love God.
在这里我们看到万事，即是所有的事，也都包括试探，原来是可以为到那些爱神的人带来益处的。
Have you ever thought that temptation or some hostile experiences you encounter can be a blessing to us in God's hands?
大家有冇谂过试探或者一啲好艰难嘅经历，如果交喺神嘅手中咧，都可以成为祝福咧
？Let me share with you an example.
我同大家分享一个例子。
In the church that we serve in China, we have a brother who is about our age.
喺我哋国内中国大陆服侍嘅一个教会里面，有一个同我哋年纪差唔多嘅弟兄。
So our age is still a secret at the moment.
我哋嘅年齡依家仲係個秘密嚟嘅。
When he was baptized, he was almost 30 years old.
當佢受浸嘅時候咧，佢當時已經係30歲啦。
And he was single at the time.
而當時佢係單身嘅。
So he had a lot of pressure from his family to get married.
咁所以佢係從佢家人嗰度有非常大嘅壓力，要佢快啲結婚。
Again and again, his family would force him or tempt him to go for blind dates with different girls.
一次又一次，佢嘅屋企人就会强迫佢啦，或者引诱佢咧，要去同一啲唔同嘅女仔有呢个相亲。
He was really worn out because of this constant pressure and temptation from his family.
佢因为呢啲长期一路以嚟嘅压力同埋呢啲嘅诱惑咧，就非常嘅疲倦啊。
So he shared his difficulties with us.
咁佢就将呢啲困难同我哋分享。
And we encourage him to rejoice and trust in God, just like what we learned last week.
咁我哋就鼓励佢啦，都继续去喺神里面喜乐，去信靠神，就好似我哋上个礼拜所学习嘅。
And this brother really listened and changed his attitude.
咁呢个弟兄真系听，亦都去改变佢嘅态度。
And through overcoming his fleshly desire and the temptations from his family.
咁透过去即系克服佢个肉体嘅呢啲欲望啦，同埋佢屋企人所俾佢嘅呢啲种种嘅试探。
And God helped him to grow and mature under this difficult period of time.
神咧就帮助佢成长同埋成熟，透过呢段好艰难嘅日子。
And he became a really good testimony to other younger Christians at church.
咁佢就成为咗咧教会入面其他比较年轻嘅基督徒一个好好嘅见证同埋榜样啦。
Showing that marriage is not the most important thing in a person's life.
佢表达出原来婚姻咧唔系一个人生命里面最重要嘅。
But relationship with Yahweh God is the most precious and most important.
而系我哋同神Yahweh神嘅关系咧，先系最宝贵同埋最重要嘅。
And you know what? Not only did this brother's spiritual life mature steadily and served as a good testimony towards others.But Father Yahweh also blessed him with a good helper later on.
原来唔单止系呢个弟兄佢属灵生命得以成长同埋成熟啦，好稳定咁成长，又成为别人一个好好嘅见证。神咧仲赐俾佢一个好帮手喎。
He got married last year to a sister, in the church.
佢喺旧年咧就终于结婚同我哋教会一个姊妹。
We were very encouraged by his faithfulness towards God.
我哋都为到佢对神嘅忠心非常嘅受到鼓舞。
And we see that God used the temptations that he faced to help him grow and change him into a beautiful person.
咁我哋都睇到神咧，系透过呢啲嘅试探啊，佢所面对嘅呢啲困难咧，去帮助佢成长同埋改变佢，成为一个更加美丽嘅生命。
This is one example of how even temptations can become a blessing to us in God's hands.
咁呢個咧就是一個例子，俾我哋睇到點樣透過試探都可以帶嚟一份祝福。當我哋交託俾神嘅時候
，and when we remain faithful to and steadfast in our love to God，
同埋當我哋係忠心啦，同埋對神嘅愛咧係堅定嘅。
So brothers, sisters, and friends, are you facing a challenging and a hostile situation？
咁弟兄姊妹同埋朋友。唔知你哋有冇面對緊一啲好挑戰或者好艱難嘅情況咧
？Where you need to make difficult choices，
係你需要做一啲好困難嘅決定。
Let us take courage and trust in God and seek His guidance。
讓我哋都去鼓起勇氣，亦都去相信神、信靠神，尋求佢嘅指引。
For all things work together for the good of those who love Him。
因为万事互相效力，叫爱神嘅人得益处。
So let us not fear hostile and unfortunate circumstances in life.
所以让我哋咧唔好去惧怕一啲好艰难或者好似好不幸嘅遭遇。
But rather we should believe in God's goodness and remain steadfast in our love to Him.
相反咧，我哋应该去信靠神，相信佢嘅美善，同埋咧继续对佢保持呢份坚定嘅爱。
Let us now consider further about trial and temptation.
咁让我哋继续去睇关于呢个试探同埋考验。
Trial and temptation, both being a test of faith, also reminds us that if we fail the test of faith, it's possible for us to fall into temptation if we do not endure and hold fast to our faith in God.
考验同埋试探咧，两个都系一个信心嘅测试啦。咁呢个就提醒我哋。如果在这个信心的测试里面失败了呢，如果我们呢不去忍耐和坚持我们对神这份信心呢，那我们是会跌入试探和可能会犯罪。
Yeah, and this can happen.
这样就会有这些情况发生了。
In verse 13 to 15, Apostle James talks about the negative example of facing the test of faith.
在13-15節，使徒雅各咧去讲到一个负面嘅例子，就系当人去面对信心嘅考验。
Here it describes what happens when a person fails a test of faith and falls into temptation.
呢度形容咗当一个人在信心的考验里面失败了，去跌入试探的时候会发生什么事情。
Verse 13 reminds us that when a person falls into temptation, he should not push the responsibility of failure to God.
第十三节提醒我们，当有人跌入这些试探里面，他不应该将责任推卸给神，特别就是关于他失败，不应该将这些责任推给神。
God does not test a person with the intention to make him sin.
神咧系唔会考验一个人咧，为咗叫佢犯罪嘅。
Because God is holy and cannot be tempted by evil.
因为神系圣洁嘅，佢系唔能够被恶试探。
Neither does He tempt anyone with a desire to see Him sin.
佢亦都唔会去试探人，去叫人犯罪。
Here James brings out the correct understanding about God.
呢度咧雅各就带出一份对神正确嘅理解。
Yahweh is righteous and good.
神咧系公义嘅，系良善嘅。
His intention for allowing us to face temptation is also for our good.
佢之所以容许我哋去面对呢啲诱惑啊、试探咧，其实都系为咗我哋益处噶。
Just now we saw that for those who love God, all things, even temptations, can become a blessing in God's hands.
刚刚我哋睇到，对于嗰啲爱神嘅人嚟讲咧。万事即系所有嘅嘢，甚至呢啲嘅试探啊，都可以成为一个祝福。当我哋将呢一切交俾神。
Furthermore, James shows us why God is good in verse 16-18.
此外咧，雅各亦都喺16-18節咧，话俾我听神咧点解系美善嘅。
Let us look at verse 16-18.
咁我哋可以一齐睇下第16-18節。
In these three verses, can you see the reasons why God is good?
在这三节里面，大家能不能够看到究竟为什么神是良善的呢？
Give you a moment to look at it.
可以给大家少少时间，可以看看这三节经文16-18节。
Can you see some reasons? First, James tells us that everything good is and perfect is from God.
首先呢，雅各就告诉他们，原来各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从神那里来的。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
That means God is the source of all goodness.
即是说所有良善的源头其实是从神那里来的。
The water that we enjoy when we are thirsty.
当我们颈渴能够喝到水。
The sun that warms us.
太阳可以温暖我们。
And our family relationship is also created by God.
就连我们家人之间的关系其实都是神所设立的。
In our church, we are blessed to have many children and young people.
在教会呢，我们很有福气，有很多的小朋友和年轻人在我们当中。
To parents, children are the precious babes upon their hearts.
那对于父母来讲呢，你们的孩子一定是你们的心肝宝贝了。
Yeah, in Chinese, called 心肝宝贝。And do you realize that sweet family relationship that you treasure and enjoy is actually a gift from God?
咁大家有冇谂过，你所珍惜、所享受嘅呢份甜蜜嘅家庭关系，其实都系从神嚟嘅礼物呢？
So this is the first reason why God is good.
咁呢个就系第一个原因，点解神咧系美善良善嘅。
Every good and perfect gift is from Him.
因为各样美善嘅恩赐同埋全备嘅赏赐都系从佢嚟。
And He does not withhold any good things from us.
而佢咧系唔会保留任何好嘅嘢唔俾过我哋。
Let us turn to Romans 8:32.
我哋一齐翻去罗马书8:32。
Romans 8:32。
罗马书嘅8:32。
Romans 8:32。He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Even his precious son, Jesus Christ, God gave him up for us all.
就连他宝贵的爱子耶稣基督，神都愿意将他给过我们。
Such is the great love and goodness of God towards us.
呢一份就係神對我哋好奇妙嘅大愛同埋佢嘅良善。
Furthermore, let us turn back to James 1:17.
咁我哋再次翻翻去雅各書嘅一章十七節。
Here we see that God's goodness is expressed in His constancy and unchanging commitment towards us.
喺呢度咧，我哋睇到神嘅良善。是怎樣表達出來呢？就是透過祂這份穩定和不改變的對我們的委身，這份的承擔。
And like God, our kindness and love towards each other is often inconsistent and easily changed.
那我們跟神呢就很不同了，我們對別人的愛啊，這份的恩慈呢，很多時候都很不穩定的，都很容易改變的。
Like what is described in verse 8.
就好像第八節所形容的。
Verse 8 there, we see that we saw that the double-mindedness of a person.
咁喺第八節，我哋就睇到一個心懷異意嘅人係點樣嘅。
He's like waves of the sea, ever changing.
佢就好似海中嘅波浪，不斷去改變啦，好唔穩定。
Man's kindness and love tend to be very changeable.
人嘅呢份友善啊、愛友好都係好容易改變嘅。
In the world, many people think in this way.
咁喺呢個世界裏面咧，好多人係咁樣諗嘅。
Ah, I can be good and loving to you.
我可以對你好好，亦都對你好有愛心。
If you are also good and loving to me.
只要你都係對我好，對我有愛心嘅。
If one day you offended me.
但如果有一日你去得罪咗我咧？
Sorry, I will not be nice to you anymore.
咁我就唔可能再對你好啦。
Usually, this is how we think before we become a Christian.
咁呢個喺我哋成為基督徒之前咧，好多時候都係咁諗嘅。
But God's goodness is expressed in His unchanging commitment to us.
但係咧，神嘅良善咧，係透過佢對我哋不變嘅呢份承擔同埋委身去表達出嚟。
Like verse 17 says.
就好似第十七節所講。
And like man's double-mindedness, God is committed to us.
好似對唔住。唔係好似人嗰種三心兩意啦，神咧佢就係完全嘅委身同埋承擔嘅。
And he does not change in his goodness and love towards us.
咁佢係唔會改變佢嗰份良善同埋佢對我哋嘅愛嘅。
There is no shifting of shadow in him.
喺佢裡面係冇轉動嘅影兒。
Have you ever seen on TV or in a movie a scene?
大家唔知喺電視上啊、電影裏面有冇睇過咁樣嗰個片段咧？
A person is not sure of the one he admires whether that person truly loves him or not。
咁喺啲電影啊片段裏面咧，就係有個人佢唔係好肯定佢所愛慕嘅呢位對象究竟中唔中意自己咧
？So what does he do？
咁佢會做啲咩咧
？So he pick up a flower.
咁佢就攞起一朵花啦。
And starting pulling out the petals.
咁就一將嗰啲花瓣一塊一塊咁搣啦。
And he says, he loves me, he does not love me. He loves me, he does not love me.
咁佢就話：佢愛我，佢唔愛我；佢愛我，佢唔愛我。
Yeah, but God is not like this.
但係咧，神咧就唔係咁嘅。
Verse 17 tells us God is all light.
在第十七節咧，話俾佢聽，神咧佢係完全係光明裏面。
There is no shifting of shadow in him。
喺佢裏面咧係冇任何轉動嘅影兒。
He's good to us all the time。
佢對我哋係一直都係良善嘅。
Even in times of trials and temptation。
即使係喺患難啦呢啲考驗裏面同埋試探裏面。
I think many of us, regardless whether we are Christians or not。
我諗喺我哋當中咧，無論我哋係咪基督徒都好啦。
Have attended church for quite a long time already.
我哋應該都嚟咗教會幾長時間啦。
However, are we certain of God's goodness towards us?
但係我哋對神嘅良善美善係咪好確定嘅咧
？Just like what James says here, God's goodness to us does not ever change.
就好似雅各話俾我哋聽，神佢對我哋嘅美善良善係從來唔改變嘅。
Do we truly believe that God is good all the time?
我哋係咪真係相信神係完全係美善，同埋係一直都係美善唔改變嘅咧
？Even when He allows difficult situation to happen in our life,
就 就算是當祂容許一些很困難的情況去臨到我們的時候，我們都仍然相信祂是美善的。
Are we able to perceive His love and His good intention to us, even in times of trial and temptation?
當我們身處在一些考驗和試煉、磨練裡面，一些引誘裡面，我們能不能夠去看得到神祂那份愛和祂美好的心意呢？
If we are sure of His goodness and His love towards us,
如果我們對祂的良善和對我們的愛是很確定的話呢？
We would not be afraid to follow Him and to choose His way and His will when we face a test of faith.
咁當我哋去面對呢啲信心嘅考驗嘅時候，我哋就唔會去害怕要去跟從神啦，去選擇佢嘅心意同埋佢嘅道路。
If you are still unsure about whether God is always good to you,
但如果你仲係好唔確定神係咪真係咁美善嘅咧，佢係咪真係對我咁好嘅咧
？If you still feel uncomfortable to trust Him totally.
如果你仍然不可以完全的信靠祂，
I would encourage you to search for the answer in your daily life.
那我就鼓励你去在日常的生活里面去寻找答案。
Let us turn to Psalm 34, verse 8.
我们可以一起翻开诗篇的34篇第八节。
Psalm 34, verse 8.
诗篇34篇第八节。
Verse 8. Oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
If we truly learn to take refuge in God,
如果我们真的学习去投靠神，
and turning to Him often in our daily life,
在每一日的生活里面经常的转向神，
we will experience and taste Father Yahweh's goodness.
那我们就会经历和品尝到 Yahweh 天父对我们的美善。
Let us learn to trust in God and draw close to Him often in our daily life.
让我们都学习去在日常的生活里面去信靠神和去亲近神。
This is how we can know personally that He is good to us all the time.
这个就是我们可以亲身去知道神呢对我们是良善，是非常好的，而且是一直都是这么好的。
If God is good and He is not the reason for someone to fall into temptation,
那如果神既然是美善良善，而且祂不是导致我们跌入试探的原因，
then we need to ask what the real reason is for someone to fall into temptation.
那我们就要问了，究竟一个人跌落试探是因为什么原因呢？
Apostle James tells us in verse 14 to 15 about the real reason.
那使徒雅各就在14节至15节跟我们讲了真正的原因。
Let me read to you.
让我读给大家听。
But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire.
但各人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin.
私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来。
And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death.
罪既长成，就生出死来。
Here we see the real reason for a person to fail the test of faith, is because of his own desire.
这里我们看到一个人之所以落入，或者一个人之所以会在信心的考验里面去失败，同埋跌落呢啲試探咧，其實係因為佢自己嘅私慾。
James uses a very special and vivid picture here to warn us about the whole process of temptation, sin, and the final consequence of death.
雅各咧用咗一幅好特別同埋好生動嘅圖畫咧，去警告我哋啦，提醒我哋關於試探、犯罪同埋最終呢個死亡嘅結果呢整個過程嘅。
So what is this picture?
那究竟这幅图画是什么图画呢？
The picture he uses here is the picture of conception, pregnancy, birth, and growth into a mature man.
那这幅图画呢，就是一幅关于受孕、怀孕、和出生、出世，还有成长成为一个成熟的人的图画。
James uses this picture to describe how a person fails the testing of faith, falls into temptation, and then sin.And eventually, if he does not repent, will result in death.
咁雅各咧就用咗呢幅图画去形容一个人点样喺信心嘅考验里面咧去失败啦。佢系跌落咗试探啦，然后佢犯罪，甚至最终咧佢因为唔去悔改嘅时候咧系带嚟呢份死亡。
Even for a regenerated Christian，
就连一个已经重生嘅基督徒咧都唔例外嘅。
So this is a quite a vivid picture。
咁呢一幅咧系非常生动嘅一个图画。
However, James also uses this same picture of conception, pregnancy, birth, and growth towards maturity to encourage us.
咁但係咧，其實雅各咧都同樣係用依一幅圖畫，就係關於受孕啦、懷孕、出世同埋成長達到成熟嘅圖畫嚟鼓勵我哋。
In a positive way，
係一個好正面積極嘅圖畫。
To encourage us to trust in God's goodness and choose to obey His words。
去鼓励我哋信靠神嘅美善，同埋咧去选择去顺服神嘅话语。
When we face trials and temptation in our spiritual life，
当我哋面对呢啲嘅考验啊，同埋诱惑喺我哋呢个属灵嘅生命路上。
So where else do we see the same picture in this passage？
咁究竟喺呢一段嘅经文里面，我哋边一个位置可以睇到呢个咁嘅图画咧？
Not the negative picture, but the positive picture.
不是消極負面的圖畫，而是積極和正面的圖畫。
It is in verse 18.
就是在第十八節了。
The Greek word bring forth, found in verse 15 to describe the process of temptation, is also used in verse 18.
在第十五節呢，講到生出這個字，關於在試探啊、誘惑裡面，其實同一個字生出在十八節咧都出現嘅。
Let us read verse 18。
咁我哋一齊讀第十八節。
In the exercise of His will, He brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits among His creatures。
他按自己的旨意，用真道生了我們，叫我們在他所造的萬物中，好像初熟的果子。
The deliberate use of the same word helps us to contrast between overcoming trials and falling into temptation.
咁呢個好刻意去用同一個字喺兩節經文裡面都用同一個字咧，係幫助我哋可以對比，當我哋去勝過一啲嘅考驗、克服一啲考驗，同埋當我哋跌入一啲嘅試探。
So let's ponder deeper about this picture.
咁讓我哋一齊咧去更加深入嘅去諗一諗呢幅圖畫。
What happens when a person fails a test of faith and falls into temptation?
当一个人佢喺信心嘅考验上失败啦，佢跌落呢啲嘅试探嘅时候，会发生咩事咧？
A person's own desire comes across his mind.
咁呢个人佢自己嘅私欲咧，就可能掠过佢嘅脑海啦。
He can either choose to struggle with it and not think about it.
佢可以选择唔去谂佢，去挣扎唔再俾呢啲嘅私欲去影响自己。
Or if he compromises and receives the fleshly desire into his heart，
又或者佢妥协啦，佢就接受咗呢个私欲入佢嘅心里面。
It's like conception receiving the sperm，
就好似受孕嘅过程啦，接受呢个精子一样。
And if he keeps thinking about it many times， then one day sin is born。
咁如果佢仲不断不断咁去重复去谂呢啲嘅思念啊，呢啲唔好嘅嘢咧？咁有一日罪就生成啦。
That means the person will commit the act of sin。
亦都即系话呢个人咧会真系去犯罪。
And if he does not repent of his ways but keep on sinning，
而如果佢仲唔去悔改，仲继续不断去犯罪咧
，sin matures。
咁呢个罪就好似成熟咁样啦。
And the final outcome is death。
咁呢个罪越嚟越紧要，个结果就会系死亡。
Even if he is a regenerated Christian。
就算佢已經係一個重生咗嘅基督徒。
Apostle Paul also warns us in a similar way in Galatians 6, verse 7 to 8.
咁其實使徒保羅咧，亦都有喺加拉太書嘅六章七至八節去俾我哋呢個警告嘅。
We don't need to turn. I will read it for you.
大家唔使翻啦，我可以讀俾大家聽。
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap.For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
加拉太書六章七至八節，不要自欺，神是輕慢不得的。人種的是什麼，收的也是什麼。 信着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；信着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
So we should be very careful how we deal with our desires.
咁所以我哋必须非常嘅谨慎小心，我哋系点样处理我哋嘅欲望。
If we do not want to fall into temptation and sin,
如果我哋唔想跌落呢啲嘅诱惑啊、试探同埋去犯罪。
So that is the negative picture of facing the test of faith.
咁头先呢一幅咧就系一个负面嘅图画，形容到当人面对信心嘅考验。
When a person fails and falls into temptation and does not repent,
就系当一个人佢失败啦，佢跌落呢啲嘅试探诱惑里面，亦都唔去悔改。
The end result is death.
最终嘅结果就系死亡。
The opposite of eternal life.
就系永生嘅相反。
Let us look at the positive picture of facing the testing of faith, which is implied in verse 18.
咁我哋亦都去睇下積極嘅呢幅圖畫，就係、是、當人面對信心嘅考驗嘅時候，係喺第十八節嗰度有暗示到嘅。
Here we see that when a person first hears of the word of truth，
咁呢度我哋可以睇到，當一個人咧去聽到真理嘅話語啦
，he hears and ponders about it。
佢聽到之後，佢去思考。
If he is willing to open up his heart totally。
咁如果佢嘅心係真係願意完全嘅打開
，just like willing to receive the sperm, to receive and obey God's word，
就好似願意去接受呢個精子一樣，去接受同埋順服神嘅話語
，and to submit under God's will，
同埋去順服喺神嘅旨意底下。
Then through baptism, he is born again。
咁透過洗禮咧，佢就係重生啦。
God regenerates that person。
神咧就去重生咗佢。
Giving him a new life in Christ.
俾佢一个全新嘅生命喺基督里面。
Notice so far we talk about conception, pregnancy, and birth.
大家有冇留意到我哋已经讲到啱啱讲咗有受孕啦、怀孕同埋呢个出世呢个图画啦。
To be born again as a Christian.
咁就系当重生嘅时候咧，我哋就成为一个基督徒呢个图画。
And during the time of growing up as a Christian,
咁而喺我哋成长作为一个基督徒成长嘅过程咧
，the person will face many trials and temptations.
我哋会面对好多嘅考验同埋诱惑试探。
If he keeps obeying God's word and His will,
如果我哋选择系不断嘅顺服神嘅话语同埋佢嘅旨意
，instead of following his fleshly desire.
而唔係去順從自己肉體嘅私欲呢啲慾望。
He will be able to overcome these trials and temptations。
咁佢咧就能夠去克服勝過呢啲考驗同埋誘惑啦。
And it's by God's help and guidance。
咁當然係靠住神嘅幫助同埋佢嘅指引。
In the process, he develops God's character。
咁喺呢個過程咧，佢就會可以去建立到一啲神嘅性情。
And if the person keeps on persevering all through his life,
咁如果呢個人係堅忍到底，即係一生人都係去咁樣堅持咧
，the final outcome is what is described in verse 12.
咁最終嘅結果就係喺第十二節所講嘅。
Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life from the Lord.
忍受試探的人是有福的，因為他經過試驗以後。必得生命的冠冕，這是主應許給那些愛他之人的。
And he will receive the crown of life from the Lord when he finishes the earthly journey.
咁即係話，當佢走完人生嘅道路嘅時候，佢要從主嗰度得到呢個生命嘅冠冕。
So this is the positive picture of facing the testing of faith.
咁呢一個咧就係當面對信心嘅考驗，一幅正面積極嘅圖畫。
So I will encourage you to remember this picture of conception, pregnancy, birth, and growth into maturity.
咁我都鼓勵大家可以去記住呢一幅圖畫，就係受孕、懷孕、出世啦，同埋成長，直至一個完全嘅地步成熟啦，長大成人嘅呢一幅圖畫。
May the positive picture in verse 18 become our real experience.
咁但願咧呢個積極嘅圖畫就係第十八節所講嘅，係可以成為我哋嘅親身體驗。
Instead of the negative picture of falling into sin in verse 14 to 15,
而唔係喺第十四、十五節講到嗰幅負面嘅圖畫係當一個人跌落去呢啲嘅試探去犯罪。
And may our Father Yahweh help us to be sure of His goodness in all situations.
都願Yahweh天父去幫助我哋，可以好確信佢對我哋係完全嘅良善美善嘅，係喺任何嘅環境都係不變嘅。
As we learn to take refuge in Him and draw close to Him in our daily life.
就係當我哋去學習、去信靠佢、投靠佢，同埋去親近佢，喺我哋每一日嘅生活都係咁樣。
Let us conclude our message for today.
咁讓我總結今日嘅信息。
We saw that trial and temptation is both a test of faith to us.
我哋睇到考驗或者一啲誘惑同埋試探，其實都係對我哋嚟講係信心嘅一個測試。
God allowed them in our life because He wants to bless us through them.
神之所以容許佢哋臨到我哋嘅生命咧，係因為佢想透過呢啲考驗或者試探去祝福我哋。
And God does not tempt us, but we are tempted by our own desires.
神咧係唔會去試探人嘅，而我哋之所以受試探係因為我哋自己嘅私慾。
And in contrast to humans' weakness and inconsistency, God is good and He does not change in His love and goodness to us.
咁同我哋人好軟弱啦，好唔穩定，成為一個好強烈嘅對比啦，就係神佢係完全嘅良善嘅，佢係唔會改變嘅。特別係喺佢對我哋嘅愛啦，同埋嘅良善方面，係唔會從始至終都唔改變嘅。
So this is the reason why we can take courage to obey His word.
咁呢一個咧就係點解我哋可以鼓起勇氣去順服神嘅話語嘅原因啦。
And choose His way instead of following our own desires when we face testing of faith.
咁我哋係去選擇佢嘅旨意，而唔係跟從順從我哋自己嘅慾望。當我哋面對任何呢啲信心嘅考驗試煉。
Lastly, we saw the contrast between the positive and negative picture of facing testing of faith.
咁最後咧，我哋亦都睇到兩幅嘅圖畫，就係積極正面嘅圖畫，同埋一幅負面好消極嘅圖畫啦，就係關於當人面對信心嘅試煉考驗啦。
It's in terms of conception, birth, and growth into maturity.
咁呢幅圖畫咧就係關於受孕啦、懷孕啦，同埋去生出嚟，同埋成熟達到完全呢幅圖畫。
Let the positive picture be our own experience when we determine to keep God's words in our hearts。
咁都好希望呢一幅正面嘅圖畫咧，係成為我哋嘅經歷。當我哋決心去堅守神嘅話語喺我哋心裡面。
Instead of following our own fleshly desire。
而唔係去順從我哋肉體嘅慾望。
So we can keep on overcoming trials and temptations to walk down the path of eternal life.
咁樣我哋就可以不斷嘅去跨過呢啲嘅考驗，去克服呢啲嘅試探，然後一直可以同Yahweh天父走呢條永生嘅道路，直到永遠。
Yeah, so this is what I will share with you today.
咁呢一個咧就係我今日想同大家分享嘅。
Let us close in prayer first.
咁我哋可以首先用一个祷告嚟结束呢段时间啦。